This is July 1st, 2014, 3:06 p.m. It's been 10 days since the solstice, and this is the first audio log I'm recording of my studies of this unfinished copy of the Liber Evonis. I would like to state once again, for the record, that I highly protest that I was assigned this dead-end project. Of course, the senior professors gave themselves the task of studying the rediscovered Necronomicon, the one found with hideous new annotations and corrections written within it. No, the old men seemed to be of the opinion that no woman should be attached to their eventual published paper. Oh, no, we can't break that tradition here at Miskatonic, so... yes, here I am, skimming through a fairly common and half-written translation of this text. I don't expect to need to record many of these. Okay. This is August 26th, 7:14 p.m. I haven't done a new one of these in a while since nothing new happened, but weeks of work and no progress until a freak accident. To be clear, I'm a fairly chaste woman, unburdened by many carnal thoughts, but I am human, and after meeting a certain colleague, no details are needed, but let's just say I was more than a little sexually aroused when I stepped into my designated lab at Miskatonic. Fuck. I decided to hurry up with the day's work, but my mood wouldn't abate. As I was skimming the text, I couldn't help but find my hand was involuntarily rubbing my... I mean, you know, this increased my arousal, and when I got to the blank pages in the second half, well, there was text. I can't tell the language yet, but I will soon. I've tested it since, but it seems the only show up of my mental state is extremely aroused. The stronger the arousal, the clearer the text. Right now I can even see entirely new text, but this level of arousal is... it's extremely difficult to maintain, but I'll report back later on this breakthrough. It's September 7th, 2:15 p.m. Progress is extremely rapid lately, and at risk of turning this into a personal diary, I will add that strange things are increasingly common in my personal life. The research into the book is going very well, and I have transcribed the majority of the hidden text. However, I still haven't found the language, and I'm not quite ready to show my findings to the others. Right now, though, I do wish to put to record the recent strange events. And this may all be imagined, or due to my lawn and odd hours, but I've noticed many changes to myself. First, my libido has become unnervingly high. I constantly have carnal sexual thoughts, and on the bright side, reading the hidden text is much easier when constantly aroused. Secondly, I've had recurring, increasingly vivid dreams. They're always the same. I wake up on a cold stone and see constellations of strange alien stars above me. And then I hear this chanting from these dark forms around me in some foreign tongue, and then I feel the breath on me as this huge form rises over me. Its hairs brush against my naked skin, and then he penetrates me deep. It's as if I'm on display for the other forms as they chant. It gets louder and louder as this creature breeds me. And I can't run away. Each time I try to fight him, but he holds me down and uses my body, just panting and growling. Each time my body reacts against my will, I'll try to fight him off and run away, but each time he just slams me into a wall of pleasure, and I can't help but succumb to this inhuman beast. I can't help but let him breed me. Each morning I wake up with my blankets on the ground, and my body is sweaty and sore. I don't like it. I don't want it. It's rape. It's a horrible, violent rape. Oh God, I just wish that these dreams would stop. The final strange thing is my body. I seem to be in the midst of some transformation, some sort of extremely late second stage of puberty. I've never been the most well-endowed or even attractive of women. I never gave much thought to physical charms, but lately, I swear I look much more sexual. My figure is filled out, my breasts are larger, my lips are fuller. Hell, somehow my skin is cleared up, and I rarely have need for my glasses. It's probably the cause of my arousal, but just in case, here it is for the record. I will say, too, that the attention coming from the opposite sex is becoming a nuisance. The stares and impure glances only increase the fire inside me, just knowing that I could have any or all of those men. Part of me is increasingly, sickeningly tempted to actually have sex with them. Maybe even right there in public. What is happening to me? It's October 14th, 1:39 a.m. The following is a recording of last night. The dreams are every night now, sometimes multiple times a night, and outside of waking up exhausted and sore, I remember them less and less. Please stop it. Stop it chanting, please. You guys are human too. Help me. No. Disgusting creature. No, you're just insane. Using my body against my will. I'm not gonna do it for you. I'm not gonna come for you again. You disgusting thing. I don't care how hard you rape me, how hard you hit that. Oh, God. How hard you hit that spotter. Fuck how good it feels. I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come. Oh, fuck. No. No, no, no. Oh, God. No. No, no, no. Don't come in me. Please don't come in me. No. No, not again. Please. Please don't breed me. I don't want it. I don't want it. Oh, fuck. Don't come in me, please. Please, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, you're coming. You're coming in me. Oh, God. Oh, you're coming so much. Oh, please, no. I didn't come. I didn't. You couldn't make me come. You couldn't do it. Oh, God. No, just. Please, just let me rest. I won this time, please. Oh, no. Not so fast. Don't pull out that fast. Oh. No, don't come any closer. No, I don't want this. What are you doing? You're human like me. You should stop him. Don't. No, don't take your cocks out. No. Oh, God, no. You're gonna rape me too? Fuck, God. Stop the chanting. Stop it! Please! Stop! No, you won't make me come. You won't!
Please. Please don't make me come. Stop. Stop. I can't hold off of you. There's too many. There's too many of you. There's dozens. Hundreds. God, please. Please don't make me come. Don't make me come. Oh, God. Oh, it's disgusting. Jacking off on me, too. My face, my body, all over me, and rubbing it. Stop! Stop rubbing it on me! Stop it! Stop! It's bad enough you're raping me. Don't do that, too. No, no, it's too much. It's too much. I'm covered in so much gum. Raping me again and again. One after another. So many men. Hundreds of you. You're all gonna rape me or come on me. As soon as one finishes, another of you sick rope fucks takes his place. Oh god, so much cum. I can taste it. No. Oh, fuck, not two of you. No, you both can't fit. Both of you are inside me. No, please, no. Fuck. I can't stop you. Go ahead. I can't stop you. Rape me. Rape me, you fucks. Rape me. Bathe me in your fucking cum. Go ahead. I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come for you. Do it. Make me your king, rape whore. Rape me again and again and again. No, I'm not gonna come. I'm not gonna come. You can't make me. You can't. Oh, oh god. Oh god, no. No, 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 no. Oh.
November 30th, 2014, 9:09 p.m. 21 days until the solstice. This is my final entry. I've tried to discuss this with the professors, but no men treat me like they did before. It's as if they all fall under some power of mine. They get these blank stares, and they just wait for me to tell them to drop their pants. There's no talking with men anymore. I can't help myself. So many men. The child. No, this thing. Inside his cravings, not normal cravings, but cravings for specific seed from other men, like
One day it may be intelligence, and the next, raw physical strength. It's almost like it's searching for the perfect mix of traits. This final recording is to say that I pray that I've gone insane. This is just some elaborate delusion. I've lost control of myself. The dreams have stopped, but instead they're replaced with this endless desire for men. I can't stop it! No matter how many men, how many acts I do, I still crave more. I need them. I need them in my mouth. I need them touching me, using me, any holes that they want. I lack the will to stop them, and they cannot resist me. I don't know what this means, or what it has to do with the dreams and that thing, but I do know it has to do with that dark, evil book. I do know that none of this is good for mankind. I beg of you, please, if you hear this, stop me. Find me and kill me. Put me down and make sure this thing is not born. Please, you have to do this. Kill it. Kill me, or this will be the end of us all.